Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call. And when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. Waiting to fest. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, we getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the hottest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the lead, he's going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transfers to the believer. Know somebody's ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, November 1, 2019. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT.
This is another Friday morning that we didn't want to be here, but we're here. And everything is just as expected. So let's get ready to get started. Anything we sent out? Any updates?
No updates went out.
Okay.
No, sir.
Then let's get this party started then. Yes. It's Friday morning. We met over there in the boss this morning. They announced changes. The demonstrators announced they don't want to hear about changes anymore. They want the government replaced. They want the auction stopped. So today is supposed to be their biggest march yet of over a million people. We'll see if it happens or not, what happens. Marty had agreed to step aside. He said if you can find a suitable replacement, which yesterday was Alawi. Today, it's nobody. Iran stepped in and said they're not going to allow that to happen or allow Marty to resign. So, the people want Iranian influence out. Iran is pushing harder to get in. The U.S. is sitting back, letting it happen. Why? Because the whole picture for the U.S. was to get Iranian influence out of Iraq. And now instead of the U.S. having to do it, they're letting the people do it. That's what I see. They're letting the people riot, protest, cause disruption, if that reaches their goal. So I can see the benefit that the U.S. has had in not releasing the IRB at this point if they're achieving that goal, something they couldn't do or we couldn't do at home. But now the people of Iraq are up in arms about it themselves. Now, I said all that to say this. They're sitting at the banks waiting. Again, I got a call last night, and they still think it's this weekend. Things are progressing forward that they can see. They believe it could, in fact, happen this weekend. So we wait and see. See how bad the million and demonstration, because that's what they're calling it, demonstrators, not riot. Demonstration goes, and then see. All they're asking for right now is the auctions to stop and the government to be replaced. That's the two demands that they want met as of this morning in the streets, on the TV, in Iraq, in their mosques. That's what they were discussing. All right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. One second. Let me get back to the question screen. Okay. Onyx X55. Do you think the RV will happen before Christmas?
Well, if I think so or not, I surely hope so. You know, according to all our sources, it will. But again, guys, you know, Alak asked for it. He asked them to stop demonstrating long enough for him to do it. The UN now has got involved and is asking them to have talks instead of letting the demonstrations get out of hand so they can do the things they're being asked to do. But so as far as that is, I guess it's up to the people or Sadar. They think more pressure is going to cause them to do it anyway. Are they ready to do it? Yes. Can they do it? Yes. They put everything out there. They said we have enough reserves. We have enough gold. We have everything to change the value of the dinar. They put it out 2 weeks, 2 days ago. We had it. The government said, CBI said, we're ready. We can do it. But this is what we need you to do. So now it's up to the people how they plan on doing. All right. What's next?
Let's see. New Way says, I have moved. New Way must be new. I have moved to Florida over a year ago, but my currency is still in California where I moved from. Do I have to go back and exchange in California, or is there a legal way to bring my currency to Florida on the plane ride to exchange here, or can I mail it to myself?
I'm waiting on you to answer.
Do whatever they want.
Guys, the only law is you can't take more than $10,000 out of the country. You can move the NARD down as much as you want, anywhere you want to. If you're going on an airplane, what we found, some people do get stopped and questioned about it. Have your receipts. Prove that it's yours. They go through. If you're driving in your car, do the same thing in case you get pulled over, because there are some states, mainly Alabama, which was the other one, who are pulling cars over, out-of-state people, and they have large sums of money. They're just taking their money until they can prove where they got it from. Could be foreign currency, U.S. dollars. So that's the only thing. But there's no law against you moving your dinar anywhere in the country. What's next? Hello? Okay. We'll wait. Yes. Ready? All right.
How about now?
Yeah, I got you.
We're good now? Okay. Rev yeah, Naji yeah. Mato says, you have always told us we would get no warning pre-RV, yet you said the last call that it should happen in 4 to 5 days. Could you elucidate or expound on this for us?
Could I do what to this date?
Elucidate or expound on this. Since we were going to get
okay.
no warning, but yet you told everybody it should happen in 4 to 5 days.
They obviously haven't been listening to the call long either. Because we're not going to be told the minute, the second of that it's going to happen. That's what I've always said. They've given us windows for the where it could happen for years, and I've been giving those out for years every time there's a window or an opportunity. So when the bank calls and certain things happen, I tell you guys, look like we're there, look like they're here to make the announcement, or they tell me they've been told in the next 4 or 5 days it should go through. That's not telling you at 3 o'clock this evening the RV is going to be live. There's a difference in those two things. Okay, what's next?
Let's see. Jim and KC, he says this is for both of you, but I'm not answering it. What are some of your top bank perks or services you would expect to receive or will ask for based on your level of currency? And that's why I'm not answering it, because different people's level of currency will dictate different types of perks you can ask for. So I'm just going to ask for everything that's on that list of bank perks and see what they give me. And the bank perks can be found in the forum. We've had some members that have already posted different types of bank perks. I said I wasn't going to answer it. I answered it anyway, didn't I?
I was going to say, I like the way you didn't answer that.
I responded. I didn't answer it. I didn't tell exactly what I was going to ask for. But I did respond to it. So now your response.
That's right. That is the answer. We got a whole list of things in the forum that we've given out before with a list of bank perks. And what you do all the time is you ask for the moon, sun, and stars, everything, and land on the moon. But you got to ask for it all just to land on the moon. So go in there and ask for everything. I want Super Bowl tickets. I want MLB tickets. Concert tickets. I want my black card. I want to use your private jet till I get my private jet. I want 5-star hotel reservations. I want to go to all the soccer teams, ask for everything. I want my private banking, which you're already going to have anyway, at my house at 8 o'clock in the morning so I can go through my stuff. I want whatever, vacation tickets. But more important than all that, because those are perks, side things that you get. I want to be involved in all the investments that you do. I want to be involved in all your IPOs, all your stock options, all the companies that are starting up. I want every business opportunity you can offer me. I want it to be discussed. And I really want to be in the front of the line, which actually is going to be based on how much you have. But that's what I'm looking for. Can you and this bank do this for me? Because he can't do it on his own, but he has to build you a network within the bank. Give me a call, give me a call, give me a call, give me a call. He's looking for something. I mean, that's what I would do if I were you. All right, who's next?
Okay, continuing with Jim. Three other questions. One, if there are any updates on the, let's see, have you asked your sources, bank and government? Number one, if there are any updates on the caps, limitations, or restrictions on the amount of each currency exchangeable at the contract rate?
They haven't given us any updates, no.
Okay. Number two, and we ask our sources how we can know for sure if this is a tax-free event, and when will we know it? No update on that either.
Nope.
And number three,
what
are the
best
exchanges? Okay. And number three, what are the best exchange rates and contract rates for the currencies, which we've already given those multiple times? They're still the same. So that takes us to Pathfinder. I am not clear about banks having a maximum exchange of $50 million on contract rates for the dong. I am currently with one bank, but certainly could open another at a second bank. Okay, why are you not clear about that? That's what we were told, that that's the cap, $50 million on contract rates for dong. I don't know what else to say to that. Do you, Don?
Nope, that's the cap. We're going to see. Guys, all we knew is go by the guidelines, what they tell us, until it's live. Then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and these caps that we're sharing, that we're hearing, is on you exchanging the currency. It doesn't matter how many different banks you bounce around to. So it's not like $50 million at each particular bank. Sunstar says, would you explain what it means to you on the recent removal of the two zeros on the dinar currency converter website?
Okay, before I do that, everybody understand, when you go to do your exchange, whether you go to Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, Chase Bank, Mom and Pop, United Bank, they all report to the Treasury. You're not going to be able to do something at one bank and run to a bank and think it's not going to be known. That's not going to happen. The banks don't report to each other, but they do report to the Treasury. So if there is indeed a limit set on these, they will know. Okay, so understand that. All right. Let me see. You told us a while back you have to do this. What? Well, all right. Somebody was answering, somebody moved. You're supposed to exchange with the place where you spent the most time during this year. As they said, 180 days or 6 months is where you're supposed to exchange at. That's what we have always been told. So just like where you're supposed to vote at. But anyway, I don't know about voting. But, yeah, so you're going to call and ask, and when you call, ask where you can exchange if you just moved or something, and let them answer the question for you. So what she's talking about, I saw the information. I've been hearing it all over. I did go to the one site where they dropped 10. I haven't even looked at the site where they said they dropped 20, which I know they haven't done. They haven't dropped it on XE. They haven't dropped it on the exchange site that the banks use. So even though it looks good, sounds good, it's not good. And what it is good for is they are preparing. And maybe they're doing the lower sites and working their way up so they can just flip it over. But nobody in Iraq is seeing it. They're not seeing it in the markets. They're not seeing it on the street, even though it is happening on these sites. So either they're moving ahead of the curve and just want to be prepared, or they're misinformed. But looks good, sounds good. We're just not benefiting from it. I do think they're ready to go, though. All right, what's next? Okay. Ray's obviously having some difficulties this morning. So.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Body Man, he had this question on Wednesday, but I went in and answered it after the call, but I guess he didn't see it. Says a while ago, you said the bank said we should ask for the stability rates. Is that still the case? And of course, I was answering that the stability rates had nothing to do with exchanging. That's in investments, stability rates. But his question the other day seemed to be from an exchange position. This one is a little bit more vague.
Now
so Body Man, if it was about
to do with the RV.
Jambi 67 says, is it feasible for the government to be replaced over one weekend? When Tony said the people are in control, what are they in control of? Stopping their protests?
Yes, that's what they're in control of. If, like they did before, they gave the government 2 weeks to institute some changes and said that wasn't even possible, then it makes sense. We know they can't go in, change laws, put money in your pocket, do everything within a two-week process. It couldn't even happen in our government in 2 weeks. Nobody could get enough of the idiots to agree to anything within a two-week period of time to change the law, implement the law, and make you happy. So that didn't work. But now, again, last week, a lot came out on TV, in the news articles, said if the demonstrations could just stop, I could do this. They haven't stopped the demonstrations. So nothing will be to go forward until they do, unless he just does it. And that's why I say they're in charge. Even today, what they're asking for, the auctions to stop, that could stop immediately. But then the RV would happen. And he says, I can't do it while everybody's running around. We can't move the money to safe places in the banks and things that we need to do when there's a million people in the street running wild. It can't happen. So they, whoever, Sadar, whoever they listen to, need to say, okay, let's give them this week to at least do that part, because that's what they need to get it done so you can see it. Until they do, I don't know how it happens. I mean, it could happen because everything is electronic, but they can't put the lower denoms of pills and the coins in people's hands so they can use them. They could change the rate on the cards, but that would be it. Will that be enough to calm them down so they can move the money to the banks then? We don't know. We're waiting to see. All right, listen.
All right, let's talk live. A few individuals. 760 area codes, our first caller. You are on. 760.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Just did speak up in time. Go ahead.
Okay, my question is, it's about the perks. Now, are the perks that the bank offer, two questions actually, are they free to us or do we pay for them, and do our wealth managers have the same perks? I'm hearing conflicting stories.
do your wealth managers have the same perks? What does that mean? Can they give you the same perks?
Yes. Well, can they?
Okay, that's who. Same thing as who? The president? I mean, the wealth managers are the people who are going to offer it to you. Okay? So I don't know what the confusion was. When you go in to do your exchange, you exchange your money. When your account is set up, you decide what you're going to do. The wealth manager is going to offer you all these perks to go to it to keep your money there. When you do your exchange, they're basically going to give you your card. You guys got to remember, the guy doing the exchange, right now, well, some of you with the large sums of money know you're going direct to a wealth manager, so he can be able to offer you everything right there. Some of you are going to a guy who last week was working at the front desk in your local branch doing something else. There's nothing about that. And he's just going to do your exchange, make an appointment with you next couple of days or the following week with a private banker and a wealth manager who will then offer you perks. So it depends on how much you have when you will get those offers.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day.
All righty.
You guys have a blessed day, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
404 area code.
Hi, Tony,
Mitch.
And hi, Ray. Hello.
Hi
good
there.
Afternoon.
Good morning.
And good morning. Appreciate your insights and continuing kind of filling in some of the missing pieces. It's interesting if you kind of go through and look at what's happening with other info providers throughout the territory. There are some that are claiming that they are really being told not to be talking much more. Are you kind of anticipating that this may well be the last call that you guys are going to be doing pre-RV where you have a little bit flexibility? In other words, you're not going to be under a gag order or what?
No, and they aren't either. They just don't have any information. But anyway, besides the point, there's nobody out there saying that or doing that I'm aware of. And again, I know the five people who are supposed to get the numbers. And they're really not concerned with anybody else. People will say that and have been saying that for months now. We're going to be on the gag order Friday. We're going to do this. I've been notified. Well, ask them who's notifying them. And if they are, why aren't they telling them what date and time we're going to do this? Because it hasn't happened. Now, I get phone calls and have gotten phone calls during the call or got text report during the call. But nobody, well, I guess 2 years ago they told me to stop talking, but that didn't work. But anyway, let's say we'll get calls during there or after, but nobody's ever called me and said, hey, on Friday we want you to cut everybody off. And then here's why. Because the moment they tell me that we don't want you to talk about it anymore until Monday or this is going over, then the whole world will know what's about to happen, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
If they ever tell me that, that's obviously telling everybody, all right, here we go. They're never going to do that.
Clarification. Okay. Also,
I mean,
further clarification.
Let me ask you a question, though. So,
yeah.
Anyway, you know you're very popular and famous, but people ask your opinion. Does that make sense to you that they would do that? I mean,
no, it's interesting. It's just the manner in which they may be doing their CYAs of if they aren't having the information, then it's, well, they're under a gag order. But it's just kind of it's interesting that there appear to be more sources out there that now are claiming that than had been for some time. And that was just my curiosity was kind of getting piqued on that one as to where you guys were falling in the scheme of things here. So
okay,
that's
let's
why
do this. This will bring the cream to the top, right? And into all of it. Let's see if they stop talking tomorrow. Let's see if they actually are.
Well,
someone
will talk over the weekend anyway, so that's a moot point.
Well,
you know, we won't know this until, you know, next week. I'd like to have the RV
then we'll still know. We'll know if they're under gag order or not. We'll know if they're full of full of it,
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
they knew what they were talking about. So they just told on themselves. Okay, go ahead.
Right. No, the other thing for clarification, if I can read my handwriting, and I will say this, my handwriting has just deteriorated over these years. I used to have decent handwriting years ago. Now I can't read my own writing. But it's saying that the banks are still there on call. They're on site, and that they are thinking it's this weekend that it would happen. Are they also on the alert of being expected to report in at the 6 a.m. time frame Saturday, Sunday as well this weekend? They clarify that?
Well, the banks are at the exchange centers, which they have been. They reported in at 6 o'clock this morning, and I have been told by them that they're going to be there until this happens. Now,
okay. That's
a couple of banks. Have they done anything different? Guys, this is what I know, and I'm telling you guys everything on the call right now, so everybody know. Like, I got 6 or 7 states, and usually 5 or 6 of them are together, and they're reporting in at the same time. They're being told the same things until all 7 of them do. But the one holdout always, if I told you guys, has been Texas. So I know if Texas is not in, they're not going in, nobody's going. The rest of them are just there because they're not going to go without Texas. That's never going to happen. The server is in Texas. The guy who put this together is in Texas, and they're not going to leave Texas out because they're one of the biggest states of dinar holders, Texas, Florida, California, New Jersey. They're not going without them. So regardless of what everybody else is doing, if those guys in Texas aren't there, pretty much not going to happen. Now, Texas went in at 5 a.m. yesterday morning. They went in at 5 a.m. this morning because they thought something was going to happen. So they've been bringing their people in early. They are scheduled to go in over the weekend.
Okay. Part of my reason for asking this was just the fact that, you know, we had been alerted to that status on the banking community several weeks ago. And I must admit that I was kind of intrigued, kind of amazed in terms of the fact that last weekend that banks really were dismissing their staff and allowing them to go home from some of the information, you know, earlier than in the week. And just looking at what had made them decide that for whatever reason that they could let their staff go for that weekend when they had been under the kind of a directive that they were not going to leave until this thing happened. That, to me, was a little bit of an anomaly that I was curious if they ever explained to you why they did that.
Yeah, because they were told it's not going to happen this weekend. That's why. So they gave them a break, sent them home on Wednesday. What's today? Friday. Yeah. Wednesday, they were told, okay, we passed the point of no return, and it looks like we're finally going through, well, I'll tell you, the next 4 or 5 days. We're going to see if that's true or not. But we do know they're ramping it up, bringing it in, and even yesterday, they had more people than normal. They were excited because they had suits with boots on the ground at the bank. Suits that normally aren't there. People aren't there anticipating. But here we go.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
We will see. Time will tell. And it's nice to know your time frame from Wednesday and where we are in that. And so it does look like it could be a very wonderful type of weekend. And 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when we will be doing our TNT Super Fantastic or Pay It Forward project. Obviously, it's going to be sometime in November, on this one. I'm not going to worry about October anymore. So, but we appreciate it. And thanks again. And have a great, great weekend, you guys. We appreciate it ever so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 214 area code. You're on.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. This is JR from Dallas, the first-time caller, but I've been listening to you guys for about the best part of the year, and I'm good friends with Danny from Dallas.
Okay.
Is this the ghost of JR or the real JR?
Well, someday I hope to be the real JR.
Okay.
If this happens.
All right. No. When did
I got a couple of questions, and you guys talked about a few things this morning here. Piqued my interest because this is some stuff Danny and I have talked about before sitting in church waiting. You mentioned that the contract rate for the Dong had a limit of 50 mil. And that's just something I asked Danny, and we never actually really came up with a good answer. If I did my 50 mil limit on the contract rate at one bank, and I could take the balance of what I have left to go get the contract rate at another bank, is that going to happen, or are they somehow tracking it enough that they're going to know they've already given me the contract rate for my limit at that other bank? And so the strategy needs to change a little bit.
They are, in fact, supposed to be tracking that, and that's why I'm saying they're reporting to the Treasury after every transaction. So if they go in there and put that in there and they put in the code they need to get that, it should tell them you've reached your max, basically is what we're hearing. Now, I'm
okay.
Telling you, nothing beats a failure but a try. It might come back on you, but supposedly banks aren't reporting to each other because they're not giving out their kind of info, but they are reporting to the Treasury. So, and as they say, they may not catch you today at 1 o'clock, but by the time they audit everything and Friday or 2 weeks from now, they say this guy cheated, then he cheated, and he got caught.
Right.
If he didn't, then okay, but let's see what the rules are.
Well, then that's when my strategy, I guess, changes. I've got to get with my brother and work with him, I guess. The other question I had or thought that I came up with was you had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that you had asked the question to your sources that, you know, who is sitting on the trigger? Who's going to be pulling the trigger? And I don't think you ever got an answer for that. At least you had never said. And my thought was, is this an opportunity to have a letter writing campaign to all the folks that are out there on this call and ones beyond that to start trying to contact the folks either at the Senate, the Congress, or even the White House. I don't know, they probably don't read at the White House, but to send out some sort of letter that might explain to them that, you know, if you made this happen, the economy for the country would actually improve a little bit. Not to mention places around the world, not knowing that they're going to be interested in that kind of benefit. You would think the White House would. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, here's my thoughts, guys, for everybody, because I got somebody else, and she wanted her group to do a letter campaign or everything. How long you been here with us? Hold on.
I've been listening for almost a year.
Okay, almost a year. So years ago, we were doing just what we're doing now, talking everything else, and people in the administration, which I can't name at this time, but anyway, people in the administration had decided that they really didn't want us involved in this. So what we did, and I had everybody do, was contact the senator, congressman, that asked him, was this real? Was it denial real? Was this true? Everything else. And we
right.
went through that. And we got letters back, and we gathered letters, and I have all of them. I got them computers. I got them live. I got them put in a book. I got them on a little disc, everything, because we wanted to build a history of this and what we were doing. Well,
right.
we did that, and we called it We Are the People. And we had a right to be involved in this. I don't know if you guys know it, because we did. Because when nobody else believed it, we did. When nobody else supported the Iraq economy, we did. By buying the dinar, doing it, when all the crooked stuff was going in the CBI, some of it I've told you guys about over the years, money going in the front door, out the back door, Denard being resold 2-3 times. We did that. We kept our economy alive. Yeah, we knew all the secrets. But you guys didn't go through that. I mean, we all did. We are the people in your letters and phone calls and all that. But I was the target. And I had to take the brunt of all of that. And I had to take the phone calls, the threats, and government, and do the time. I had to do all that because of what we did, but it was the right thing to do. But I also got the call, and he said, hey, you've earned your place at the table. You've actually earned your place at the table. Good. This is what we're going to do. We're going to keep you in it. We're going to give you this much of the contract rate. That's how we got the contract rate, because they didn't want to give us any of it and didn't want us any. So we fought for that. We got it. And I agree, because he said, you got to stop this, because they're threatening people's families. They're lining up in front of the bank. And we had people with signs and all kind of stuff. And they told me, you got to stop this.
Right.
Because, you know, because I started this. I'm just sitting there. But one thing I did, and the reason I did that was for us, so we could benefit. What I don't do, and I've been telling you guys for years, I spent 15 years in the military. I'm an American citizen, and I believe in the United States of America, not one individual. I believe in the United States of America.
Amen.
And what I don't do is get involved in government business. You know, we don't threaten the government. We don't tell the government, you better do this by Friday or not. And we don't do any of those type things, because our government has a reason for doing whatever it is they're doing, whether we agree with it or not. We are not political. I mean, I don't want to be political. I'm not. And us trying to demand that senators, Congress, or something else do something so we can benefit from it, when we weren't even supposed to be here and we had to fight to be here, doesn't make sense to me. And I don't see you getting any benefit out of it, because it's a whole new administration and they don't give a flip nowhere. Okay? Not like the last administration or the one that put it together. So they have their own agenda, obviously, that they're going on. We're just here and we're locked in now because of things that have already happened, transactions that have already happened, things they set up with the bank and everything else. I think we're too far in for them to put us out, but we can't demand that they do something we weren't supposed to be involved in anyway, or that may be detrimental to the future. So, no, when people say, hey, let's call our congressmen, let's call our senators, let's tell them they better tell Trump he better do this by Friday. You know how many times these other guru knuckleheads have came out and said, China told Trump he better do it by Friday, so-and-so said it better be done or we're taking our gold back. They got all the threats in the world from China or the elders, as they're called, who tells him what to do, according to these other gurus, if you read this stuff, and it hasn't worked because it's not
That's
part
good
of
information.
The plan. But it's not our position. We are citizens going to reap the reward, the benefits of it, and that's what we should be preparing to do when it happens, not trying to force our government to do something that really is not going to affect our entire country. If it was going to affect everybody, then we do what they do, hit the streets. Let's put 1 million people in the streets, 10 million people in the streets, see if it causes change, but it's not. We are benefiting from it, not the American people. And society is going to benefit from what we do as TNT members to help them along throughout the situation that we get ready to go through for the next year. So, no, I don't think it would help. I know that was a long way of saying no, but I wanted to do everybody to understand why we don't do that, why it doesn't make sense. I know people in situations and they need money and they're all hurting, but that's not how we solve the problem, going against our government.
Well,
no.
Yeah, no, that's cool. No, I've got a big humanitarian project I'm trying to fund with this, but once it happens, it happens. My last quick question here for you, and you may not have an answer for this. What possible banking products are there from a wealth manager point of view that they could offer if you got something 900 mil or something like that that might could earn 10 to 12% annually?
Well, they're going to offer you that anyway. That's your cap.
Okay.
They go up to 10%. And you're probably going to get there. You have that much, they're going to offer you 10%. You don't have to worry about that. What you're looking for is what kind of platforms they can get you involved in. What kind of accounts can you, they put you in where they're getting that 1% to 3% in the overnight sweeps, and can they share that with you?
Oh.
What kind of business opportunities can they let you partner up with? And there's going to be a whole lot of IPOs and things out there, guys, that you can get involved with before it goes public. I mean, you definitely want to be in line after it goes public, if not, but before it goes public. So those are the type of opportunities you should be looking at.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for the info, and let's keep plugging away at this. Thank you. We'll talk to you
later.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Right. 360, area code, you are on.
Well, good afternoon, Ray.
Good morning,
Corey.
Good afternoon,
sir. Good morning. How you doing, man?
Oh, I hate to brag, Tony, you know. But I'm feeling pretty good, and the fact that I'm not working today and I'm home and have a chance to sit in on the call, because I was most anxious for that. And so that being said, my first thought was after you talked about the stuff in the intro, I wanted to, they could stop the auctions now, couldn't they? Without it being... As a way to try to entice the demonstrators, they say, okay, because, I mean, how many times have they heard, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and they sat on their thumbs and didn't do anything and just let things go on, status quo, without anything actually being done or that the people could see anyway. If they stopped the auctions immediately, wouldn't that be something that could help build confidence within the people that are demonstrating? Knowing that at least that's happened thus far?
Okay, so here's the thing. First of all, they're apologizing to the people in articles today for procrastinating and getting the reforms done and making the changes that they want. So they're realizing, okay, we're getting to the end of this, getting backed into a corner, whatever, but the people are about to hit their limit. And until they just don't want to hear it anymore. Like they said this morning, just replace all of you because you're all full of it. And you're just constantly lying. So they know they've made a mistake. But if the CBI comes out and says, stop what you're doing, and maybe in days or weeks I can revalue the currency because I need you to stop. I can't do it in the middle of this. You know, I can't do it. Because what I said when I first started the call, they took all the money out of the banks because they were scared they were going to rob the banks in the middle of the demonstrations. So now the coins and the little pills and everything that was put in the ATMs, they took them all out. Well, we got to put them back so we can do it so you can have access to the money. So that's kind of a damn if you do, damn if you don't situation right there. How are we supposed to do it if you're standing in the middle of the street and the money can't go through to get to the banks? Without getting robbed. So they got to work that out. But that's where I said, okay, they could do it electronically. On your cards and everything, the rate has changed. In the next couple of days, you're able to go to the bank. Now, they put their economy risk because for 3 days, nobody's using paper money because they can't get it out of the bank. And they're not going to use 25,000 dinar notes and not have change coins with the new rate. So they can't do that. That puts them in a bad position. Could they stop the auctions? Yes. But the stopping the auctions stops the economy for how many days? Same thing. We know the day the auction stops is going to be the day of the RV. That's for sure. That's what's going to happen. So can they do it with them demonstrating? I don't know if they can work it out or not, but it doesn't make economic sense for them to do it. So they're caught in the middle. Well, CBI is right now.
Sure. I never thought I would be interested in knowing the names of the people that are fighting for spots in their government, but I guess just by time and repetition and trying to figure this out, I've become familiar with some of the names. The name that you mentioned that Mahdi found to be acceptable, what was his name again?
Alawi.
Alawi, yeah. My thought was, I've read Reuters posted a comment and on what's going on over there, and it had a statement from Mahdi. It was the biggest bunch of crap I had ever read. I mean, it was unbelievable that what he was talking about as far as the welfare and the benefit of the people and taking care of them and all this. It was BS. So I thought our politicians had a way of putting stuff that didn't make sense and certainly was a reflection of what could be true but wasn't. And so I guess I'm thinking that if there's somebody that Mahdi would find favorable, he's not what they're looking for, because Mahdi's not what they're looking for. They don't need somebody else that's going to pull the same stuff and be a do-nothing as he was. So I think in that regard, Iran and a guy named Amiri apparently is the head of some paramilitary organization within Iraq that is Iranian-backed. He's not going to be the answer to it either, if I understand it correctly. So I guess I'm kind of at a spot where I'm wondering, who is it that could be not backed by us, because that's going to have negative side effects too, or Iranian, and because that's what they're trying to get rid of. And as long as we stay out of it, then they're not using us as a lever to influence those people that would say, well, I'd rather have Iran than the U.S. So if we're staying out of it, I mean, that part to me, does any of that make sense?
Okay. So Alawi ran for president before and before Maliki, and Alawi actually won, but they gave it to Maliki. Okay. Alawi actually should have been the prime minister at that time. Alawi is U.S. backed. And that's what the whole fight was over. Alawi, Maliki, I forgot the other one who was in there. But they all compromised and picked Mahdi. Okay, so we're not going to pick either one of those guys. We're going to let Mahdi do this. But he's still from Maliki's party. But Mahdi said he could separate himself from Maliki and go and do this. He's still Iranian backed. That's what the people don't like. They don't want Iran in their government anymore, in their government offices. I mean, from the governors on up, they want them all removed because they're Iranians who are running Iraq's government. And they're saying they got voted in, put in, whatever, but that's because Maliki appointed some of them. They went through because Iran was supporting Maliki. Now, you guys got to remember, from Maliki, Alawi, Mahdi, I can't even think who the first guy was. The U.S. put all of them in there. Maliki was put in by the U.S. It's just once he got in, he thought he could do what he wanted. Now that y'all put me in here, I'm going to run it the way I want to. When he saw that wasn't going to happen with the U.S., he sided with Iran. And they started backing him in doing that. And that's, again, what the people don't want. There's too much Iranian influence. Maliki still has too many people in the government who support him because they support Iran, or they're being run by Iran. Too many people in the community, in those offices, that are the same way. That's what they're protesting right now. They want Iran out. So Maliki would have to go. Mahdi actually should go because he came from the same party. And then they bring Alawi in. Iran doesn't want Alawi in because they know he's going to align with the U.S. because he already has. So, again, that's still the fight. But the people are in the middle. They're demanding change. Well, who do they change to? then the only people aren't involved you're seeing is the U.S. The U.S. isn't involved except they are.
Sure.
You're over there. They're talking to them. That's why we went over there. We're going to sit in the back in the background. Maybe we're not going to let the RV happen. We're going to cause the people to uproar to get Iran to move out of Iraq, and then we release it. What's that book you guys are supposed to read? Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You have no idea what's really going on. You just don't. But an economic hitman can cause more changes than war ever did, because it involves not the military, but all of the people.
Sure.
Just a thought. Just a thought.
Yeah, no, well, and that's why I wanted to, because I wanted to get your feeling on it. Okay, let me fast forward now real quick. Let's say things get better and you finally say it's okay to go, and so you release it. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not involved. I had to throw that in. I heard Ray's chair creaking, and I thought, I'm getting ready to be muted. So let's fast forward. How long after you do, because if we, hopefully I have enough, I think, that will put me in front of a wealth manager to begin with, how long before I would be able to, in your opinion, would I be able to move money after a certain given period of time, and the idea that a clean and clear letter would be attached to it, so that I can divest it a bit? How long do you think it would take before that would happen?
They initially were asking people not to move large sums of money the first 30 days, because it was going to be chaos with everybody getting money. Ask not to move over $500,000. Now, if you're moving it within the bank, it shouldn't be a piece of cake. It's when you're moving it outside the bank that it may move slower than usual, because they're going to be scrutinizing, looking, and making sure it's not going places they don't want it to go.
Right. If you had a transfer, let's say I've got it in Bank A, and I want to move it to Credit Union A, would $250,000 be suspicious, in your opinion?
No, not to me, because they said don't move over $500,000. So you're below that, then they're going to let those transactions go through quickly. It's the ones over that that they're going to be paying attention to.
I see. Okay. All right. Now, I was sitting here thinking this morning, thinking about us and how we're us, meaning the U.S., and thinking about how we have government officials who are being supported by PACs and by the guys that are, it's escaping me, lobbyists, who would be lobbying for another country, let's say Canada or let's say Mexico, and how we think would the benefit that those countries would be getting be any different than what they're getting in the Iraqi government from Iranians wanting to do that? I guess the main difference is total control of the government, I guess. But, I mean, I think this would be pause for us to get control of our own government in the course of things, just the same as what I'm hoping that happens in Iraq, that if I were an Iraqi, I'd want nobody to have influence over my government but us, but our own people. And I kind of feel that same way about the U.S., because China, has done it. They've lobbied for it, and they've paid for it, and that's why they've had a pretty good go of it, at least at this point. So I guess I can sympathize with them. Anyway,
let me tell you guys something. So, you probably understand, but China has been influencing us for years now.
Yep.
What they didn't do, Japan saying, we're not going to go to war But what China has done for years is come over here and buy U.S. property. Even though we can't go to China and buy property, you cannot own dirt in China. They come over here, and that's exactly what they do. First, they just started buying land. Then they start buying our national monuments that were going for sale. Then they start buying all of the office buildings and taking control of. Then they start buying huge positions in companies in the U.S. Huge positions in companies becoming owners of the U.S. economy. Because they can shut down businesses now that they own 30, 40, 50% in. They can shut down office buildings. That will affect our economy. We're going to write new laws real quick, kick them out and lose everything. But they have positioned themselves to have influence, just like we say, through the economy, which we know was happening. China started doing it. Japan started doing it. Canadians started doing it. We can't control the government, so let's control the businesses of the U.S. So they're 30% of Wells Fargo. They're 40% of HSBC. I mean, they're buying little portions of each bank. They're buying portions of each television station. China owns parts of each radio station. They're controlling the important part they need to and doing it a piece at a time instead of going to war. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody cared. It's just money transferring hands. I don't care how many bank buildings they buy, how many buildings they can shut off, or even now, one of our largest electric companies was just bought by another country, too. I forgot who it was. But anyway, so that's the things they're doing. Only now, in the last couple years, have we seen other countries actually try to influence our actual government, and that is buying people in the government. Before, it was citizens, and they had no problem with it. But now that they're buying, just like Iran did in Iraq, buying government officials and trying to plant people in our government is something new and different that we thought would never happen here in the U.S., but is obviously happening right now. And it's not just Russia. It is Russia, but it's other countries as well, because Russia laid down the roadmap for them. And they said, oh, power, influence, we've been having lobbyists forever, but not for other countries. That part just started, and everybody can see it, and it's more than one country that have U.S. citizens as their lobbyists. So that's something new that we're going to have to deal with. Is the RV going to affect or change any of that? It depends on the people who we give our money to help get put into office during this next cycle. Either it continues or it stops. We'll see what happens.
Sure.
All right?
Yep. With Danny and JR, for Danny to be more famous in Dallas than JR, if you're over 50, you'd remember that series. That's hard to believe. But Danny from Dallas could be more famous than JR from Dallas. So I find
or that Danny didn't even tell us he knew JR all this time. Who knew?
Sometimes Danny's quote kind of cold lips. It makes you wonder.
Yep.
Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for your time. I appreciate it very much. All right, you guys. Have a great
day.
All right, take care.
You bet.
610, you're on.
Good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
G-Man, I'm so glad to hear from you, man. This is my break time.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good, good. Enjoy. Enjoy. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new month, a new day, and that means there is a new bill that needs to be paid. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you, gentlemen, for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members. They're still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. And, Ray, one more thing before we go here. I'd like to touch on, if I may, what Tony was talking about earlier in the last call about elections. For some of us throughout the country, there are local elections this coming Tuesday, November the 5th. So I'd like to encourage everyone to remember to vote. Go out and vote on Tuesday, November the 5th. And also, I'd like everyone to know that neither you, Ray, or you, Tony, have ever asked me to make these requests for donations. I make these requests of my own volition and free will. And I'm not getting paid for it. So, again, thank you for all you do. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate that. And, guys, he's absolutely right, and we've said it throughout the years. I mean, if you don't vote, you can't complain. That's all. You can't, because you had an opportunity to do something about it. And the worst thing in the world is all that we've gone through to be able to vote is if we don't. So I don't care if you vote Republican, Independent, Democrat, doesn't really matter to me, just vote. Use your ability and your authorization to vote and make something happen. All right, Ray, what's next?
Unmuted.
Unmuted.
Who's 470.
You got the card already? You got the
470.
470. Girl, they about to get on my damn nerves.
Yep.
Hey.
They about to get on my nerves too, so we're going on to Danny in Dallas.
What do you say? I'm unmuted. Oh my goodness.
Hey.
About to get on my damn nerves, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. hey to ED Doc and JR, both good buddies of mine, one long distance and one next door. Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate the info, and I didn't reveal my JR connection. I just didn't do that. I didn't want to brag on anything.
So, okay.
I wanted to come to the ranch, too. But go ahead.
Well, he's got big plans now. It's going to be a whiz-bang situation when it happens. JR is no different than many others on the call. They've all got enormous plans.
And as I mentioned to you last time, I've got a 75-year-old buddy that's acting like a teenager because he thought he lost all chances, and now he says, even if I'm not here, even if this happens after I'm gone, it is a salvation-type situation for his family. Great. Great thinking there.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. I understand the turmoil to some degree in Iraq. And I guess, once again, I'm thinking it's kind of overbalanced. I don't know that I've ever mentioned that before, but one nation, Iraq, is controlling everything that happens in 190-plus others. That surely at some point a significant roadblock will be removed if that is a major world concern. Most of the world doesn't know about this, I understand. But what you said, Tony, about them changing the card rates, that's interesting, but that sure jams them up. I don't see that's going to be a likely possibility in reality, do you think?
No, I don't. But if they did it this morning and the people could see it on their cards and everything else, and they could stop demonstrating for 3 or 4 days while they distributed it out to everybody else so they could use the currency. But that's 3 or 4 days that their economy is strictly electronic, which I don't think they're ready for yet.
Right.
So that will cause too much of a turmoil. So I really don't see it working that way. I mean, it's the only thing I can see, but I don't see it working that way. But we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, them taking the smaller denominations out of the machines, I don't guess I had picked up on that before. Is that something that you had mentioned before?
Yeah, we mentioned it before. They mentioned it even in their articles before the demonstrations started. That's what they were doing, moving the currency out of the banks so that wouldn't be an issue during the demonstrations.
Yeah, wow. Okay, I'm thinking that your comment on Wednesday about 4 or 5 days is pushed away at this point?
Well, again, it depends if they have that million-man march or demonstration that they're supposed to be having today.
Okay.
Does it push it out? They need the 2 or 3 days. That's what he said, at least 3 days. So we can do what we need to do to make the changes you want us to make. Even if they announce, okay, auctions have stopped, then what do they do?
Right. Yes, sir. Okay, well, I guess that those are the things that are primarily on my thinking. And you guys will probably reveal more before the call is over, I am sure. So appreciate your effort. Let's look forward to this thing soon. And soon means, I think, not on Monday, possibly on Tuesday, and then not again until Friday afternoon, a week away.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what happens.
Okay.
No, because you're probably right, but we'll see. All right.
Well, that's one in a row, if I'm right.
Yep.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you. 202 area code, you are on. 202 area code. Okay, no 202. They must have gone to sleep. 951 area code. You are on.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah. Well, I think the gentleman before me, I was going to ask about, you were talking about what the, I guess what the 10-day window. Oh, no, it's like a 4 or 5-day window, then 10 days to get it in. And it sounds like that's kind of been pushed away depending on what happens over there. Is that what you just got through saying?
Yeah, they gave us a 5-day window. And I think it depends on what happens in there. And I'll tell you guys, they called yesterday, and they still think it's going to happen over the weekend. They think it could happen as soon as today, as far as the banks. Now, I'm looking at a million people in the streets, I don't see it happening. But the banks think there's a way it could happen. And the only way that could happen is they change it electronically. And like I said, they still don't have the lower denoms or the coins and the fields in the street. So it shuts down their economy so they can get it there. Can they do that in one day? No. They had it all in the banks and the ATMs ready to go. Supposedly they moved it all out. It takes a couple of days, a week, like he was saying, to put it back in there. So we'll see.
And then what about currencies being gold or asset-backed? Is there going to be any kind of announcement about that, do you know? Or will that be after this happens? Or
I don't know that everything is Basel III has been, and everybody knows. There's not going to be any breaking news on CNN or MSNBC or Fox saying that, you know, that it's done. No.
It's something that's just going to happen.
Yep.
Yeah. Alrighty. And then the same thing with the Nasara and Jisara compliance. That's the Basel III and stuff, right?
Basel III compliance is done. Nasara, Jisara, Quisara. I'm just, all that's just a bunch of foolishness to me. Okay. Our government's not going to be replaced. Obama and Bush and Hillary Clinton are not on a barge on the way to Guantanamo Bay. The aliens aren't landing on Monday, and Jesus is not coming back on Wednesday just because the RV happened.
Okay.
So.
Alrighty.
I don't know. All I know is Nasara. The White House probably got some of the best drugs in the world. I don't even know how they come up with that stuff.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
We're just waiting to see what happens then, right?
Yep.
You know what?
That's it.
I can't wait. I mean, literally, I cannot wait until after the RV's announced and none of this mess happens that they've been telling you guys. I'm going to see what are all you guys going to think of them after that, or yourself for believing this crap, and none of it comes true. What excuses are they going to make for you? Because they've been making them every month. Why our government's not shut down, why we don't have pink, blue, and green dollars, why the whole thing hasn't changed, and, oh, yeah, next week. Same as we've been about the RVs going through, but all the things they're saying, how do they think it even happens overnight? How does a shadow government come in power while we're all asleep and we wake up and we got a whole new government, everybody's been replaced? I mean, those things happen in other countries, but they don't happen before there's demonstrations in the street and something forces them to happen. But now we as Americans and that are supposed to be so gullible that we're just going to accept it overnight. Okay.
Yeah, I've been wondering all that myself, too. So, anyway, all right. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks.
870, you are on.
Is that me?
That's you.
Hey, Tony Ray, how y'all been doing?
Fantabulous.
Super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
I'm glad
y'all
have been doing good. I'm fine. I'm not going to stay here and hold your line up real quick. Tony, let me ask you a quick question. There a limit on the dumb? Is there a limit on the dumb that we can buy?
There's no limit on what you can buy. Yeah, you know, especially if you buy through a currency deal or everything else. What happened is 2 years ago, the banks start asking you why you are buying it. And trying to do that so they can determine who were investors, who was just trying to make a profit off of this. And they're going to be doing that after the RV when you're buying foreign currencies. So they'll know who are sophisticated investors and who are not. and if you can't prove that you have that net worth, then they're not going to sell it to you because they think you're taking chances with your future. So they're going to determine if you're able to participate in the next round.
Well, the reason why I asked that question, because we was talking about buying a lot of dome, maybe about $500 million in dome, me and another investors in the group. That's why we was asking that question. You know, we were down here in Hope, Arkansas, that we all got together and was going to purchase that much. So that's why we wanted to ask, could we do it for the RV and after the RV?
You can do it. Right now, of course, you're going to have to order it because nobody's sitting around with $500 million dong, even through TravelX or unless you go to one of the currency dealers and order it. A bank is not doing that, so it'll take them 2 days to get your order. So if you're going to do it, you want to do it now before something happens. But absolutely, you can order it.
Okay. Okay. That's all I need.
All right.
Yeah, Jim, have a great weekend.
All right, have a great day. All right.
All right, sir.
Are you all right?
281, you are on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
To the infantry and yourself.
Lovely, lovely, great, great. I was trying to make sure y'all didn't catch me laughing because I was laughing at the other person. I've been laughing.
Oh.
And I started laughing because Danny repeated the other person. And I said, I better stop laughing and watch where I'm going. But basically,
mm-hmm.
all of my questions have been answered. So, only thing I was just want to get clarification on is, so you're Tony, you're feeling like nothing is going to happen until the demonstrators do what they're doing at this point. I'm just trying to get some clarification.
Well,
I am
feeling that way. I'm feeling that way because that's what the CBI governor said, please stop so I can do what I need to do, and they're not doing it. And they moved the money, and to me, it just doesn't make sense to do a revalue when it's supposed to be a celebration, when you got a million people out demonstrating, and you're shooting tear gas and rubber bullets and actually shooting people to revalue the currency when it was supposed to be a celebration. It just
right.
doesn't seem right to me. Now, if they would have did it yesterday or something before the million march was supposed to start, okay. But not in the middle of a march, not right after, you're not going to do something and have people celebrating when you just killed another 60 to 100 people. Because that's what's going to happen because it's happened the last two times. This time isn't going to be any different when you put a million out there. And now the UN is looking into it and everybody's trying to get too much involved in Iraq's business where they were stable. Seems like every weekend they get a little less stable instead of going the other direction because they're caught in a catch-22. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. But
right,
do
right.
I don't know. The banks think they're going to do it. I can see why the U.S. is not letting them do it because now the citizens are working in the U.S.'s favor to get the Iranians out of the country without us having to do anything. The citizens are doing it for us. So we say, hey, let it be what it's going to be. And it could
right.
take time. So we'll see. Yep.
We'll see. All right, sweeties, you all have a good afternoon, and hopefully we'll hear from you all.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend.
All right, you all too. Thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
Huh?
Let me ask you a question. Were you on earlier and got dumped off, or did you hang up?
Yes. It dumped me off.
Okay. All righty.
My phone was working today, Tony.
Yeah, this system's
done.
No,
phone is working today.
It just cut off.
Yeah, that's happened about six or seven folks so far. So All right. I was just checking to see if you.
Yeah, my husband was like, because I went and ate lunch with him, and he was like, what happened? I say, I don't know. It cut off.
Oh,
so
okay.
We hurry up and
all
got
right,
back
thank
on.
You.
You're
all
welcome,
right.
sir. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too.
All righty.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. 404 area code. You are on. 404-725. No comment? Okay. You're off. That takes us to 501. You're on.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Just me?
That's you. Can you bring your volume up some?
Just go ahead, man. I'm in the process of working right now. I'm dumping asphalt and do a favor. Just go ahead and pass.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. Well, there's another 501 back to back. You are on 501.
Okay. I think I'm here.
Yes, you are.
Thank you for the opportunity and the privilege to participate in your call. I've been listening to you for several months, if not several years. And it looks to me, in my humble opinion, the key to this whole thing is the toll-free numbers. Am I not correct?
The key to the whole thing is the toll-free numbers? You mean the
yes,
releasing the 800 numbers?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. When they release the 800 numbers, our party begins.
Okay, who's in charge of that?
The United States Treasury.
United States Treasury. So it's all on our little red wagon then, right?
It always has been. Throughout the years, the 13 years that we've been here, Iraq has tried several times to RV their currency. The U.S. Treasury has stopped them every time.
So now we're trying to swim the channel, right?
Then we're trying to what?
Trying to swim the English Channel without a life jacket.
Okay, you want to put it that way? Yes. Now, I don't want it to sound like the Treasury was bad. The U.S. throughout the years, three administrations now, has had reasons not to let it go through. Absolutely, because of negotiations and things that our government wanted to be completed prior to letting it go through. Some of them have been selfish reasons. Some of them have been reasons that absolutely made sense for the citizens of Iraq and things to go through. So, but we were at a point this whole year, to tell you the truth, where it could have gone through and everybody received enough to make a difference, I feel. Maybe not everything they wanted, but and we tend to get greedy by that. And the more we get, the more we want. But it would have been enough to have changed the economy for the people. Now, the government would have still been dealing with corruption and thievery and Iranian influence. But I think it's always going to be that way. It's who they were born to be. And it's going to take years and years and years and decades to change their country from who they actually are and have been for the last 200 years, just like this country.
Well, you're exactly right, because I was in the real estate business for a while. There's an old adage that I use is people are funny about money. So,
yes, they are.
So... All right, so it's up to the Treasury here in the United States. It's their next move, right?
Well, now that we have this upheaval, I mean, they actually can't do it with, you know, people rioting or demonstrating every day. It's just not going to be possible. But that's the one thing or two things it's come down to. The people want the government wiped out and the auction stopped. So they can try and do the auctions because they're not trying to kill themselves to make the people happy. They don't care at that point. Until the people actually start burning up everything, which we hope it doesn't get to. Because then it'll be another year, 2 years before they get restabilized. So I'm hoping it doesn't come to that.
Oh, my gosh. I probably won't live that long. I'm 84, so it's fairly imminent as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I hope you do live that long, but okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Take care.
Good day.
All right, sir. Let's wrap this one up. Oops. Wrong tune.
Oh. All right, guys. We're still here. We're still in the middle of it. I'm going to call, see what I can get, find out what's going on over there at the moment, what we can look forward to. The bank people are sitting at the bank. They are, and as of yesterday, they thought it could be as soon as today, which it could be after the market closed. I don't know. Maybe how they solve it. We're still looking at the weekend, though. So I'm going to tell you, do what I'm doing. Enjoy the rest of your day. And let's see what happens. We're still right there, ready to go. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, it's Friday, leaving it up for the weekend. So let's see what happens. If anything develops between now and our regularly scheduled call next Monday, we will hasten to get in touch with you. In the meantime, in between time, keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe.
Are you ready?
That my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
I believe.
I'm gonna do it.
He's gonna do it.
I know he will.
Stop conference.
Hello?
Recording. Press
this
1.
This is your private banker.
Return to
this
session.
Done.
Is no longer being recorded.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
I lay away.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we're out of here. Enjoy your weekend.